Nicholas, fantastic to see you in the sun, of course, here at Henry Street, which is fairly unusual for you, saying you're usually out at Rugby Park. But have you seen the whole season for Crendive Juniors in rugby?
Yeah, it was a really good season this year. We were up in numbers, throughout all ages, and we actually went into the high school this year to try to bring some more kids on in the age groups from up from 14s to 18s, and you know that's working quite well for the junior club and for the senior club at the moment. Seeing those elder, you know, boys in the age of 18 years go into the senior club and play reserve grade and some first graders in there.
Yeah, not a great year on the field as far as seniors go, but great to see that we've had a couple of events that are finally coming to us. First off the bat, we had Darren Coleman and Andrew Blades on to their commitment, being part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles and coming to do that training session, not only for the seniors, but also, you know, being part of the junior push as well.
Yeah, that was an amazing experience for everyone, really, like for coaches and players, having two big names come up from Sydney and give us a hand and, you know, point us in the right direction for future years to come.
And also, of course, what a cream gig to get from Massey Ferguson and Northwest Farm Machinery. Head down, 20 of the boys head down to see the Melbourne Rebels take on the New South Wales Waratahs in Victoria. Of course, everybody was a little bit rough and ready to turn up against the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls the next night, but just an incredible opportunity. Dave Vessels interacted with everybody before the game and, of course, finished off nicely with the Waratahs getting the win. But those sort of things, country corporates are really stuck into and be part of, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, thanks to Northwest Farm Machinery for that opportunity. Like they went over and above as a sponsor to allow the boys to go down there and experience that. They come away with a lot from there. And you are right, they were a bit off weather for the game against Narrabri. But I think all in all, as a club, you know, we're going to come away a lot better. And you know, once again, building into next year, it was a great experience.
Also, of course, great news, Petir turned up, Alex Newsom, also Shannon Fraser. Great to see not only to see the players and also Shannon, but also on the way through that mental health message. You know, things like here in the off-season with cricket just gives you an opportunity to meet a bunch of new people and, you know, be part of that. But great to see that New South Wales Rugby is engaging in that way, and we're looking forward to seeing more of it.
Yeah, no, that was a great thing. As with the tough times that we're having at the moment, it was nice to see them come out, and certainly our senior club is going to carry on with that and create a group that if people need to talk to, they can come up to. But as you said, it's getting out and about and off farm and away from houses, so we can all talk to people and see how we go.
Yeah. Finally, of course, being an old New South Wales country cockatoo yourself, nice to see the NRC 2.0 return, because everybody went to Adelaide for that. And the reality with the Cockatoos, I suppose they're going to be the amateur arm of the game, and it's always the great challenge to get those players to move through and play for the Eagles or whatever next manifestation it is. But it's good to see that, you know, the Cockatoos are back and they played a few games, and it was a great tour, and it was a really good high performance opportunity for the boys over there in Adelaide when they went to the Woodville Wasps and played against Perth Gold and also the Queensland Country Heelers.
Yeah, no, it's still a great stepping stone for country, boys and men. You know, you step into that country, team, and then you really know what your role is as a player and what you're meant to be doing and where you're meant to be running. And you know, if you can take the next pathway up into New South Wales, it'd be great. We need to work on that a little bit more through New South Wales, but it's still a good experience, and the pride in the jumper is still there, I think.
Yeah. Nick, thanks for your time. I want to wish you all the best moving forward. Of course, you've been part of the fabric of Crendive Rugby forever. Multiple captain, of course, for Tamworth Pirates to help themselves to Trelaw Cups, and also, of course, the Heath Shield and the Santos Cup, and, of course, New South Wales Country Cockatoo and Central North Cookbar as well. I want to thank you for your time. Wish you all the best as we wind down the season for 2019. But 2020, be honest, already, and hopefully we'll get a very similar year as far as, you know, elite sort of talent and Waratah fellas and all that sort of thing coming out for next year.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's been a great season, and I think Central North Rugby Union will be on to bigger and better things next year, hopefully, you know, implementing a bit more women's rugby into the zone and building the kids as well. So that should be good. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.